Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard how it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard how it was said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father, for he makes his sun to rise on the bad and on the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So, be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. The Gospel of the Lord. Each and every time you come to Mass on a Sunday, things happen or things take place. And because they happen every Sunday, you become accustomed to them, and maybe you may not be aware of the significance or the meaning behind them. And so one of the things that happen is that we have a procession up the aisle on a Sunday, and the reader, or one of the readers at Mass, carries the book that I've just been reading from, the book of the Gospels, held up high. And I walk behind it. And so that's the significance of that, is that I'm willing to follow what is in the book. And then you may or may not notice that when I come down to take the book off of the altar, I again carry it on high. And that the significance of that is that you're asked to follow what is in the book of what you hear. And before I take the book off of the altar, I bow down and I say a little prayer. And part of that prayer is that God will give me the strength and the courage to preach what is in the book, to preach the truth. And to today, in this country, many of my confreres and many of the priests that I talk to are afraid to get up and preach what is in the book, or to preach what needs to be said on a Sunday because of fear that some people will walk out of the church. Because today we live in a country where it almost has become normal deceit, dishonesty, lack of truth, corruption, and only what is good for me is approved or considered. Where are you in all that? You come to Mass on a Sunday. Where are you on the rest of the week? Do you follow that? Or have you got the courage to stand up for the truth? In the readings from the Mass today, in the first reading, we're told, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor. But in the reading of the Gospel this evening, did you hear it? Love your enemies. Love your enemies. Not my words, but the words of Jesus. Is there anything happening in this country today that would lead you to believe that is so? I don't think so. When people are being castigated, being denigrated, people of color are looked down on, we build walls. How can we be followers of the gospel and what Jesus said? Where are you in regard to all that? It's a serious question. It's a question we all have to answer. Am I truly following Jesus, what I hear read in the gospel on a Sunday, or am I just like everybody else out there? I'm into power and money and maybe injustice and corruption, and I go along with whatever is said or done, and I don't do anything about it, or I don't say anything about it. And maybe you want to, and I hope you do, but you come up with the excuse, well, what difference can I make? I'm only one person, an insignificant person. Well, we all have the power. We all have the power to make a difference. And it means you got to stand up and be a Christian 7 days of the week. Not just on a Sunday by coming to Mass. For a long time, we considered, as a Catholic or as a Catholic Christian, coming to Mass on a Sunday fulfilled all the obligations. It's much more than that. We either love Jesus or we don't. We either follow him or we don't. You can't be kind of wishy-washy about it or kind of lukewarm about it. It's yes or no. And you and I were called today to make a difference. Or are we going to see what is happening to let this go on, all the deceit, the dishonesty, the corruption, justice being interfered with? It's wrong. Totally, totally wrong. So we need to pray. We need to pray for this precedent. We need to pray for this country. We need to pray for ourselves. We need to stand up and be counted. And for the young people here this evening, it's challenging. You're going to be confirmed soon. And what does that mean? It means I am making a solemn commitment. That's the meaning of confirmation, to follow Jesus. Do you really want to make that commitment? It's a serious commitment. I promise to follow Jesus through thick and thin. I will be loyal and faithful to him. And so that's where you, the sponsors, come in. Encourage the young people to do that. Not by telling them, by showing them, by giving them the example. And if you do that, we'll have a much better country. It might be only a little difference you make, but every little difference counts. Every little difference counts. And so I just want to say thank you for listening to me this evening, for not walking out, and for giving me the courage to say what I have just said. And for that, you allowed me to speak the truth and to speak what I've just been reading in the gospel. And for that, I say thank you. Amen.